Come on in. Take your shoes off. Can I just say that of all the simple pleasures in life, the taking off of the shoes in coordination with the plop of the body on the TV room couch at around 8 or 9 p.m. is a high point of my day and my life, especially at the end of one of those days where you feel you've earned it. You know, you put in a solid day's work, you've been productive, you checked all the boxes on your to-do list, or at least got the important things done. You know, you deserve it. I think it's very important in life to keep yourself accountable. And the reason that we don't usually like that is because true accountability shows us what we really are. Accountability is a cruel mirror, but cruel or not, it's truthful. And, you know, we could all use a little more truth in our lives. Like in marriage, when it comes to accountability in marriage, it's not based on winning or one-upsmanship. I found that out. It's the spouse is there to be the voice that you should already have in your head. Like my wife, she'll say like, okay, you've just eaten four of those cream puffs and you're going to eat another one? And I'm like, well, I deserved it. I deserve it. What are you saying? I'm the man in the house. I worked out today. She's like, okay, that cream puff has 1,000 calories. So that'll be 4,000 calories just in cream puffs. Did you burn that many in your workout? Did you wrestle an alligator for a few hours? And my wife isn't trying to manipulate me. She's just really saying, hey, I think you're worth it. Maybe pump the brakes, baby Huey. Okay? Try using these two words. I'm full. So accountability shows us what we really are. And this is the account. That's what you spent. This is what you've done. It's time to pay the fiddler, or at least, you know, confront some of the choices that you've made. Like this thing that's on my iPhone now, which is completely frightening, and I didn't ask for it, but it gives you stats on your internet usage, like, you know, your social media usage, and it's downright alarming. It's bloody horrifying. What am I doing? I can't be spending that much time. It can't be that bad. And your phone's like, well, this is what it is. And I know instinctively that it can't be beneficial, right? I can't be planting good seed here, spending this much time on this stupid thing. So the other night I got convicted and I was like, okay, I'm going to put this thing down. So I put my phone down and I picked up a book because, you know, books are still really good. And it was a John Maxwell book on leadership. And he was talking about priorities and how easy it is to get distracted from those and how, yes, we would like to do everything and have everything, but you just can't have everything. You've got to pick the most important things and focus on them. And he was talking about a lion tamer and how they use a simple stool to tame these powerful beasts, all right? They pick up the stool and they hold it upside down to get the four legs sticking out at the lion. And then the lion gets overwhelmed trying to focus on all four legs at once. And then it just backs down and it's tame. It can't do anything. It's just stymied. You know, and it's the same way when we have all this busy work and so-called priorities, it causes stress and it stagnates us. So instead of doing one thing really well, we're doing several things not really at all. You know, maybe you're in that place right now where you're swinging the axe as hard as you can and you can't swing any harder when all you really need to do is sharpen it, narrow your focus. I've heard it said, the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. So, you know, what are the things in your life that may be like those legs on the stool coming at you and shutting you down? Maybe you're spending 80% of your time on something that's about 20% important, you know? That stuff, a lot of times, you can delegate it, give it away, give it to your kids. They're not doing anything. So I feel better just reading that book the other night, and it gave me a little needed wisdom. Of course, you know, I put it down and spent another hour on TikTok, but that's not important now because I deserve it. Well, folks, I don't know if you remember this. I did a bit on a DVD called That's the Worst several years ago, and I did a joke that referenced the Chilean miners that were stuck in a mine for like 30 days. And I actually have one of those guys on the phone right now. His name is Armando. Armando, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Tim, I can hear you fine. Yes, you have made me famous. You mentioned us in your story. We have watched your DVD many times in my village in Chile. Of course, we only have one DVD player, but you have brought much joy to our village.
Well, wow, that's why I do it. I'm very humbled. I want to spread joy and connect with people all over the world. It's It's amazing how we live so far apart and your community can understand at least some of my comedy and references.
Yes, Tim, we are not stupid. Maybe you think we are.
No, of course. I don't think you're stupid.
I understand how you need to make a living and, you know, and find humor in a situation where I'm stuck in a mine for about a month with no water and food, not much air. Pretty much convinced I would die a long death in the mine. But no, I'm glad that you could make that profitable for yourself. I'm sure you sold a lot of DVDs at my expense. You do your little shows and then you go to the green room and sit on a nice puffy couch and eat your Chick-fil-A nuggets or something.
Okay, I wasn't trying to exploit what had happened to you. It was actually, the joke was about how we dropped my daughter at the mall.
I know the joke. I've seen the bit many times, Timoteus. Remember the village and the DVD player?
Yes.
And you dropped your daughter at the mall and her friends were not there to meet her and your wife, or as we say in Chile, tu esposa. And your wife said, that is the worst.
Exactly. And I was saying how ludicrous it is.
There is no need to use that type of language.
What are you talking about?
Ludicious.
No, ludicrous. Okay, anyway, I was saying how ridiculous it is to say something like, you know, having to wait for your friends at the mall is, quote, the worst, and then took that to its logical conclusion, ultimately, you know, comparing it to you and your workmates who suffered one of the actual worst things that could happen to a human being. Okay, I fully apologize for any misunderstanding. Please, Armando, forgive me.
Okay, you are forgiven, Tim. I will take this matter to my village council. Tell them that you have been fully repentant of your sin. At that time, I will move that the curse that we have put over you will be lifted.
A curse?
Totally lifted. I think I can get the votes.
Okay, great.
Okay, can I ask you one more question before I vomitos?
Yes, of course.
Okay, the thing with the lions that you were saying reminded me. I have always wanted to know the truth of what happened. Okay, on the DVD, after you perform this hideous bit where you make light of myself and my colleagues nearly perishing.
Okay.
You picked up your comedy stool and moved it away, but then you dropped it on the stage and then you laugh at yourself and you say, oh, I dropped my stool.
Okay.
Then you realize that it was a double entendre in that it could have meant you dropped your stool or you had a bowel movement on the stage. And you said, that would be the worst, to drop your stool when you were doing a comedy show.
Yes, I remember.
I've always wondered, was that ad lib or did you plan that? Was that real or were you lying to all of us who have until then put our complete trust in you?
Okay, here's what happened. That actually happened one night after I did the bit. I did ad lib that, but it was so funny that I continued dropping the stool every time I performed it from then on, okay? So on the DVD, yes, that was planned, but it was really a recreation of what really happened a few months before at another show.
So you are a liar.
Armando.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. Or as we say in Chile, pantalones de llamas.
Okay, I guess I am.
Okay, hey, Timite, real quick. Do you know that I was a lion tamer?
No way, really?
My hand to my heart to God's ear, my friend. I went to lion taming school for 1 week, and I was trained by the great Chilean lion tamer, Juan de la Cantoya Montes. He was the best lion tamer, I tell you what, and more than that, he was like a father to me.
Well, that's really sweet.
We call him Stumpy.
Okay, very funny, very funny.
How does it feel to be lied to, Timbo Slice? Not so good, huh?
Okay, I gotta go, Armando. Muchas gracias.
Pantalones en llamas. You are the worst.
Is the protest over?
Yeah.
Was it like a fast? What do they call it? A hunger strike?
Yes.
Did you guys ever do a hunger strike?
We're starting a union.
Yes.
What's that place?
Are you really?
Yes.
Yeah.
The three of us.
Great.
Meet our demands.
So buckle great. Up, because Luke knows
what would
stuff.
Be our demands? What do we want?
For the podcast to go in greater debt?
I think that one is to start on time, which was my fault.
Wow, okay. Oh. So starting on time, Luke.
That's okay. You're feeling good today, honey. That's okay.
Luke's okay. Would be, he is tired of getting ganged up on. He feels like every time we leave the podcast, he's like,
win the Wolverine thing.
Well,
hold on.
Oh, I got wrecked.
Hold on. Let's do an update.
He did win.
I did my first poll on internet. I did my first poll on Instagram.
I did it.
And TikTok. Would you like to know the results?
Yeah, I know I got absolutely demolished.
Okay, well, hold on. Hold that thought right there.
But I would like I want Hugh Jackman.
I haven't checked. So last week, we talked about if Wolverine was a superhero. And
which he's not.
I think that Luke felt ganged up on. And we put a poll out. Our first poll comes from Instagram. 17,000 responses. Do you think Wolverine is a superhero?
Oh, you lied to me. lied.
Overwhelmingly.
I thought he totally crushed it.
The people have spoken, and Wolverine is definitely a superhero.
Hey!
Listen,
78% to 22%.
Oh, what are the numbers? 17,000 times 0.78.
So pure,
10 people
so
voted.
Pure
today.
Vindication. Let's check the TikTok numbers. You won by an overwhelming 84% to 16%.
Wow.
He is a superhero. So
we stand corrected. And we said that he could wear a crown and be the rural king, right?
The rural king.
And
So I put a picture of Wolverine and I played this song with
Why this song?
Because it's hero.
I would agree.
You skewed it by playing that
song. Super. He's not a hero. Okay.
Wait. No. Maybe he's a hero, but not a superhero.
Then you get.
Not
that I
want to
start
enough.
This again.
I've heard enough.
But
Google says yes. 17,000 people in my favor on Instagram and TikTok. Yeah. It's settled.
I'm not surprised. I didn't. I thought it would be closer than that, but it wasn't even close.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I didn't.
I mean,
well, I would just like to say I screenshotted some responses that were in my favor, and I would just to share them.
Okay, share them.
Of course.
Okay.
Share away.
This one says,
read it with an English accent, like your royalty.
Okay, yes. This one says, I think he may be a superhero, but I voted no because I can't have Luke win with his view on table song. Oh my gosh. And I love it too because Spencer texted me today and he was like, I think I agree with Luke, but I would do the same thing and I would try to like make up reasons why I disagree with him.
Right. Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, that's what we do. It's so we make it so arbitrary, and then that's where it goes downhill.
Okay, then get this.
The people have spoken.
This guy says has a costume, helps people, part of a few teams, and held his own movies and comics. One of the most popular heroes of all time. Not superhero. He said hero. Yeah. Different.
Who's this dude?
This is a hero, but not a super.
Yeah, but now you know
Jay Razzie.
Jay Razzie, man.
Yeah, but now you're drifting into the world of the postmodern where questioning truth itself.
Then we got a bunch of people saying he's an anti-hero. I don't know. I'm just going to leave this out here. I'm just saying. Okay. I just,
he did win.
I'm going to make a shirt that says 74 to 26.
TikTok had a better one.
I like the Atlanta Falcons one where they lost to the Patriots.
Yeah.
Yeah, the front of the shirt has the first half score.
Yeah.
Back of the shirt has the end score.
Oh, wow.
Well, the people have spoken, and Luke, you are.
You're the winnest.
I'll take it.
Do you want to give a speech or do a slam poem?
Well, the reward that I received from this is that Liv and I got robbed.
What?
Yeah, we did.
You know, where? Dad got robbed too. Did you know that? But go with your story first.
Well, Luke.
Go for it.
Well, I mean,
I'm too heated.
Yeah, he's really upset about it because someone I don't know how, because I still have my credit card and my debit card and all that. And someone spent $100 at Olive Garden and $100 at Home Depot.
Wow, that's what they do.
Thankfully, I caught it. It's like, I hope they had a great day.
Yeah.
Did you actually go there and you're just embarrassed to admit you went to the Olive Garden and Home Depot? You can be
why would you be afraid to admit that?
Be upfront.
So you work at the Olive Garden.
I submitted a fraud ticket and it comes back to actually be Liv at all. There's pictures of her alone eating
wine.
A bowl of bread.
Let's recreate that the couple that stole your cards for the Olive Garden. Waitress, can I get the tour of Italy? Babe, what do you want? What do you want?
I'll have eggplant parmesan and filet mignon,
please. And
cool. Get a couple of things, honey. What else do you want?
I'll take a bottle of wine.
She said filet mignon.
Because that's what he used to say.
Hey kids, what do you want? What do you want? We got whatever you want.
Wait on people; they'd actually say
whatever you want.
Mac and cheese, please.
Breadsticks.
Minestrone soup. Honey. One olive, thanks. Shirley Temple.
Honey, it was great when we adopted these kids years ago. That's why they talk different. So I had that good. Oh, real quick, guys. Can we stop at Home Depot when we're done?
Can you imagine you're going to rob somebody and the two places you go to are Home Depot and Olive Garden?
So how did you find out?
I just looked up my bank statement.
Okay.
The thing that I love about it
too, pending transactions for
two places you would not catch Luke or I dead in ever.
Not Home Depot?
Never.
Why?
We got Ace. Ace is a place with the Alpha Harbor.
Oh yeah, you can walk to Ace.
Yeah, we're also not very handy people. Mm-hmm. So
I do like your Ace. It's right there.
Yeah.
Ace has like plastic tools.
Now Dad got robbed in Dallas.
Wait, this week?
Yep. Did.
Somebody this week?
Yeah.
Yes. Dang. Big time.
What is going on?
I think somebody lifted the McPherson out of the car.
And it's no joke.
Are you
kidding?
Yeah.
We got to make the devil pay. I'm telling you. Yeah. He cannot steal from us anymore.
No, steal, kill, or destroy.
Or Venmo me.
Or he can Venmo.
Either one.
Make Satan time, Venmo.
Okay, if I don't get a notification from Satan by tonight on Venmo... We're going to have a talk.
You and the devil.
Doesn't sound right.
We're reckoning
it'll
with
be fun.
Lucifer with the Prince of Darkness. but it was gone. Sad. I mean, and Heather called me. I was at a coffee shop and she had been to a place eating breakfast close by with her friends. And she called and said, "What did you lost your clothing or something?"
Hey, I just realized my clothes are gone out of the back of the car, but the hatch was open.
Yeah. Jeez.
So can you drive around Main Street right there by the City Hall and see if you can find my clothes? And he did.
Yeah. Because Heather, every time Heather calls, it's always you expect something weird.
Why?
In a way, just your questions that you have. Like, remember the one time I walked in the room and you said, "My arm hurts. Can you pull my head?"
That does make it feel better.
And
that's
I've never pulled another person's. I didn't know how to do that.
I was sitting there.
Mom used to do that to us. She'd be like, "I have such a headache. Can you guys rub my big toe?"
It's true. And I paid them to do it.
It's connected.
Yeah, she did it to me. Was that today?
Yeah, just today.
We do the foot flexology.
I don't hardly ever get headaches, but apparently
funniest mom, though. We got to tell the funniest mom one.
Oh, gosh. I know.
Okay, this is you when you were a little kid, and I think you were in the room, too. And I don't know if we're just wrestling on the bed, me and you kids and stuff, or we're doing something. And Heather walks in the room and she goes, "Okay, who pooped in this room?"
It stunk so bad.
So it's not that is there poop. I know there's poop and it's human poop. So that's not even. So the question is, which one of you animals pooped in the room?
Okay. It's always comes back to haunt.
But she said, "I think the clothes fell out of her. She had a couple little outfits. Cool jumpsuit, by the way. The one piece. What is that?
Thank you.
He found it.
Oh, he found it. Yeah. On the
so
street.
I drove around. These things had no. All the way around.
That's
the square.
What we got sad about. The jumpsuit.
Yeah. No! Cute. I love that.
Well, I've got
you should
40
borrow
guitars.
It, Libby. It's so comfy. Yeah.
So I did. I found it at a stoplight and it had no marks on it where people had driven over it. And the thing is, and Spencer said this too, he's like, it's really pretty unlikely that the guitar fell out because it's so big and heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And plus I had vitamins in front of that. It seems like it was scooped them right out, but they were
still
there.
And you know what I'm going to do next time? I think they have those tiles. They're called tiles.
Yeah.
And we have one for the dog's collar. And if something gets lost, it you can find. I'm going to do that.
Yeah. I did that one time when I left my phone in a rental car in Arizona. Mm. And then I just kept texting the guy. Like, I can see you're walking around your apartment. I can see where you live in the apartments. I told him everything. I was like, just give me the phone back.
Yeah.
Dang.
And then he disconnected it. After
that was my idea originally. I had this idea when I was little that I wanted to put a sticker on things that would track it.
Yeah.
Yes.
But that now was. They have
we're living in the future.
But stickers
like
would be better. Yeah. You could still invent that.
That's what I'm thinking. A little tiny sticker.
But you shouldn't announce it on here.
Pablam.
And then don't tell them how you're going to do
you
it.
You lose something, Not anymore. Pablam.
One of the
ones. Lost your car? Not anymore. Pablam.
Pablam.
You went to the store. You lost your lip gloss. That's a combination of lip gloss and flip flops.
No, that's
not anymore. Mm-hmm. Kablam.
Kablam. Kablam.
That's like an ointment for your hooves, like if you're a horse. Lip gloss.
Lip gloss. You lost your lip gloss. Not anymore.
That's what Ho Dunks would say.
Not anymore. I'm gonna market this on Shark Tank. So get ready.
Hello, sharks.
Hey, sharks. It's me, Roberta Fringe. Here I am. You lost your wallet? Yeah, you did. I just stole all of your wallets, and now all your money is mine. Not anymore, though. Kablam.
Good
you can find him.
All right. Roberta, what's your name? Roberta Flange?
Roberta Fringe.
Okay, what are the margins on this? Are you selling this now?
2-0.
Okay, that doesn't make any sense.
That means we've won 2-0.
Okay, I hate the idea. Love your confidence, though. I'll give you $200,000, 30% of the company. And give me the
100%.
Let me be in charge of the glip glops. What is it? Flip glops.
The glip glops.
The branding. Sublance. Let me make. I will take you to the moon.
The lip glops. Sorry.
I will take lip glops to the tip tops.
To the tippy tops.
Is it a deal? Is it a shake? Handshake?
I take lip glops to the tippy tops. Okay.
Okie doke.
Deal or no deal. It just turns into every single game show ever.
Totally. That sounds like it.
What was that one game show with Howie Mandel with...
Let's Make a Deal.
Was it Let's Make a Deal?
With the suitcases? With
the banker.
Deal or no deal.
Deal or no deal.
I just said
deal
that.
No deal. You just said that?
Yeah.
And they had the...
Nobody understand me.
Wait, Let's Make a Deal is
I literally did.
Wayne
deal
Brady.
Or no deal.
But deal, the Deal or No Deal, where they always had the banker and he always kind of had the snide remarks.
Yeah.
Here, let me talk to the banker. Banker. Mm.
Did they ever reveal who the banker was?
No.
It's probably him.
They like shine a light. It's like this 12-year-old boy.
Yeah.
It's like, there Hasbulla. He is.
Hasbulla.
Yeah.
And I always thought it was weird because that's when I learned that Howie was
bald?
Germaphobe. And I'm thinking, how's he touching all these suitcases? Yeah.
And now in 2020, we're all Howie Mandel. Mm. We're all germaphobes.
And bald.
I'm not.
But
I'm not.
You're not a germaphobe.
No, I accept it.
No. We smeared more germs on us instead.
Man, that's true.
The gym I go to doesn't even have like disinfectant wipes. It's just like baby wipes.
Really?
I'm like, well, I guess I'm just building up tolerance. That's fine.
If you drop a, like if you're at the gym and you drop one of the wipes on the ground, do you get a new one or do you use the same one?
Use
same one.
Well, it's automatically, it's like dropping soap. It's like automatically clean.
Yeah. Like if you drop soap in the dirt and it gets dirty, like, is the soap dirty or did it clean the dirt?
Well, it's like when you itch your, put your
take
finger.
Take a pull.
When you scratch your, when you scratch your ear hole, does it, the ear hole that feels good or your finger?
I think it's your, probably your ear.
But I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Okay. Smarty.
Seems like the ear.
Mr. Wolverine.
Hey.
But it's so irritating getting robbed though.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Our car just, got robbed too when I was pregnant with Spencer.
Yeah.
Dang. I hate losing things because it's only your fault, you know? And there's like, you lose your wallet, you lose your keys, you lose whatever. It's just like, it's probably the most annoying thing. And I do it often.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Well, not anymore.
Glip glop.
Kablam.
Is it kablam or glip glop?
That's kablam. Kablam is, or.
The clip glop, it goes on the
clip glop. Oh, clip glop is the lip glop.
I'm sorry.
But kablam is
the finder.
It's
part of the slogan.
Okay. All right. I'm confused.
Kablam.
So I was thinking about this while I was doing laundry. Okay, what's more irritating when you have like booty socks on where it under the heel? You know, when you have the short little socks.
Yeah.
What do you call them?
Those were socks.
Just like ankle socks.
Ankle.
If you have an ankle sock and it goes under your heel, or when you like put on a shirt and it's been in the washer too long, has kind of that little bit of a smell to it. What's more irritating?
That.
Well,
so I can whip off the sock and go barefoot.
The sock.
I don't like the smell thing.
You know what I hate?
But
when
the
you
sock
put
you can
something
just take off.
In the dryer and then it gets like those little tiny little like balls
fuzzies.
Everywhere and it just feels weird.
What's that mean? What are you talking about?
You know, like when you wash something, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you get
it
the
gets
little the
pills.
Little yeah, it gets pilly.
Yeah, pills.
Pilly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I think that's a word that maybe only mom uses.
Pilly?
I mean, I don't think I've ever used that word before.
You used
what,
to use
what's
it all
the word
time?
Used, honey, for the
sheets maybe?
The word used for the sheets when it's all
glip glops?
Bunched together. Fine. What do you say?
Bunchies.
It's in a heap.
It's all.
It's in a heap.
It's all chingered up, you say. It's all chingered
up. Oh, on the bed. When it's on the bed. Oh, yeah. That's my pet peeve. I do not like the sheets chingered up on the bed. Yeah. That makes me crazy. And dad lays on his stomach and then his legs fling up in the air and then they kind of bounce down. Then they bounce.
What is your biggest pet peeve that dad does?
Huh. Well, lately he's been smacking super loud.
Like things.
And you didn't used to do that. His
like
mouth.
You? Or
he's like,
you smack.
Yeah. Like I can hear you across the house. Mm-hmm. Right? What happened? Are your teeth falling out?
I can't hear it. I know I'm doing it.
Well, you didn't used to do it.
It's like when I'm into a piece
in the last
of
month.
When I'm into some food and I just don't even know it. That it's just so good that I smack.
Yeah.
All right, Dad, what is your biggest pet peeve?
I guess my biggest pet peeve is when you don't accept me for my eating habits sometimes.
It's only been the last month.
I wish you just like encouraged me and helped me instead of ridiculing me in front of all these people.
I just look at you. I don't even say anything.
Okay, here it is, and I want to be, I think my biggest pet peeve is when Mom yells at me from the other side of the house.
I do that to everybody.
Because at that point, whatever you're doing, you got to,
you got to make it out. Like, what?
It's like,
Dad!
And like, what? And I never get it the first time. It's always four what's.
Do you know that there's a rule?
We have a rule.
There's
a rule. Do you know
the I didn't know about the rule.
Oh, tell me.
Mom doesn't know the rule, but it's fine. We don't live here anymore.
I need to follow. Yeah,
they don't answer unless you say their name at least three times.
Yeah.
So like the first two, they ignore.
Yep. Oh, that's if you're yelling for them.
Yeah, that's their rule. It was a silent rule that everyone agrees on.
It's been a rule for like 10 years.
Yeah. So unless you say it three times, they don't. They'll ignore it.
No. Here's what I think.
Mom's like, are you deaf? Can you not hear well? We're like, no, we can.
No. Here's
did I say that? I feel like I just.
She said it in a way nicer way yelled. Than the way that I made it sound.
Well,
I know I yelled, especially at the old house, because it's like, wow, you can't even tell where the person is or where they're coming from. Mm-hmm. It was so weird. And then this house, it's more dense, and so people can't hear you.
It's hard to hear in this
usually
house.
Usually I'm just saying, while you're upstairs, can you grab some clippers?
Because usually I can tell, even when she's like, I know that she wants. I know just from the rhythm.
Yeah,
she wants me to get some hangers. Totally. She wants me to grab some hangers and get the clean off the stairs.
What?
I think that was one of your biggest pet peeves too. Like when I would step over clothing
and you put it on the stairs.
Like, what? Did you step over this? And I have to make up like I had an armful of stuff. I go upstairs. Did you step over this on the chair on the stairs? I had an armful of stuff.
Well, when the kids were
I had my phone and a pencil. And it was like weird that way.
My dad would always like, he would come home from work and like see stuff on the ground, like either clothes or trash or something like that. And we were kids. And I like looking back, he was always like, why do you guys just leave this on the ground? And I don't think I ever was able to see it as a child. I don't think I knew it existed. Like if there was trash on the ground, I don't think I knew that it was there. I can see it now.
Mom is pointing to
Dad. Well, he would
viciously.
Literally tell the kids that I think Mom has stickers glued to her eyes of stuff laying on the ground. I'm like, oh my gosh, fact. I picked it up. Look at it. So no stickers, but real stuff on the ground. Your dad and I would get along good because we'd both be picking up the ground.
Well, oh the thing is that my definition of clean and her definition of clean are polar opposites.
polar
in opposition to one another. They are positive and negative.
Well, just when the kids are littler, but I think you're pretty clean.
I'm getting better.
I've never, ever had to ask you take out the garbage.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Same with Luke.
And you just always volunteer to do the laundry, which is super nice.
Yeah, it's kind of easy. The thing I don't like is putting stuff away.
Yeah.
There are two things for you. It's putting stuff away and folding some of your stuff. Folding women's clothing is like making a snowball. It's like, there's no folds. It's so loose.
We talked about that before.
Yeah, we talked
different
about
it. And there's strands and strings to it. Yeah. But I like doing laundry. I like doing the dishes. The only time I don't like doing the dishes, like today, when one of us makes bacon and there's no clean way. Scrape. Is there any way to make bacon that's clean? There's no way.
There's Dan and Fee had that cool little drip thing.
Yeah. Well, you still have to clean the dripper.
What it does though.
Foil over a pan and you broil it.
There you go.
And then you just take the foil off and put
it
in the
trash can. You can do it for
yourself. Yeah.
Genius.
I started doing that, but then she came in and said.
Don't
get that bacon off that skin foil that gets in your body, eat me.
No.
I don't sound like
No, it's, but I agree. It's, I think.
Wow.
That's what Talk married couples do. You guys have voices for each other?
Oh, yeah.
Like mom's voice for me is.
That's Liv's for me. Liv, what's yours for me?
She makes me laugh so hard.
Do you want to work today? No? Okay. What's wrong?
Hey, my parents were the master at that.
Nothing is wrong, Luke. I'm just sad. For no reason.
It's being sad for fun. It's fun.
Just let me listen to my sad songs.
Did you listen to that sad song I sent you?
Which one?
Called Funeral?
No.
Who's that? Who's by that? Who's by that?
It's from that show.
Who's been
trying on the English show?
Oh, that show is it's cute, but it's like, oh, they're because they're it's based around they're trying to have a child and they can't have a child, and it's just
it's sweet though. It's a sweet,
it's very sweet.
Well, the first episode was a little like, whoops, okay,
yeah, where they after that. Where they made sweet love on the train.
Well, they were trying to have a child,
yeah, that was a little inappropriate.
Well, I mean, come on,
but they don't
have something
was,
we laugh
she was
about
ovulating
is when people are like, we're trying, it's like, okay, we all are, I guess.
Well, some are trying harder than others.
And it's also like, I don't really want to know that.
I don't want to know your life.
TMI.
Yeah, we're trying to have a baby. And then the parents are like, oh, yeah, Nate and Joe, they're trying. Like,
what? They're attempting.
What's your response to that? Yeah. Cool.
They're trying.
Nice.
All right.
Did you?
Yeah,
you
after Heather and I, have intimacy, say, well, I tried.
Nope.
Okay, abort.
I tried.
Nope.
This is a new segment called.
So, Luke, what did you do today?
I think I died.
I tried. Oh, yeah, I tried my best. How'd I do?
No.
Stop.
No.
So, Luke, why did you paint your... Why did you paint your fingernails? You need to take this off. Edit.
I tried my hardest, I swear.
Stop!
Okay, Luke won't help change the subject.
It got confusion in there. It was dark in there.
Stop!
It was dark.
Okay. Maybe this is
the sheets were all chinged up.
Okay, that's...
Oh, my gosh.
Stop.
Get the whip clap.
No!
Kabam. Oh, my God.
This podcast
there
brought you
by... There
might
need to be a warning on that in case somebody's listening when their kids are around on that little...
They don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, probably
God
not.
Told us to... multiply.
To go forth and multiply.
That
first
one.
Commandment.
Go forth and try. Hey, Noah, give it a go. That's the Living Bible translation. Hey, Noah, give it a go. Hey, whatever happens, have fun out there. Not like there's a lot of competition.
Yeah. Competition.
Not like there's a whole lot of rivalry.
Rivalry.
So Noah went out and he tried. Quiet. And he's like, there's the rainbow.
Okay, no more flooding. We can try some more, because no gonna flood. All my time been spent making this boat. Now I know how to make a boat no more. So I can try. I can give it a go.
Okay.
What was Noah's wife's name?
Woman number one.
Six?
Woman?
I think... Noah. Was she Mariah?
Noah.
I don't know.
Mariah?
I don't know.
No.
I'll give that up.
Mountain.
Hey, we went to a Hebrew class, so that was interesting because the whole Bible is written wrong, basically.
The Bible's totally wrong.
It's like, oh my gosh,
it's
you're
not
translating
even close to Hebrew.
This even little small part, and it's all messed up. Yeah. So that was... Nope.
So, Bible's all wrong.
Not the Bible, but the English version of it.
Noah's a kangaroo.
The translation of
John
it is
tried,
pretty
Paul
messed
tried.
Up. So it could actually say right. that instead.
What's that?
I said at the rate we were going of what we learned on Saturday, it could possibly just say that.
It's right. Sometimes you look at the Hebrew, you're like, is anything right?
Yeah, it's like...
It's really cool.
Well,
yeah,
it was
great
super cool.
News.
Hebrew is a living language.
So
there's that, everybody.
Yep.
Hey. I hope to encourage you in the Lord.
Everything you know is a lie.
something cool that I've been doing is Cameo. And I wanted to let the listeners know. Have you heard of Cameo?
Are you advertising?
Cool. It's, yeah, it's personal messages. If you go to cameo.com and look up my name, you can have me make a special message for you, for your birthday or for someone else's birthday. Just you. It's all you. Or, yeah, to do a special, like I just did a bunch of Father's Day messages and did some church announcement things. And so check it out.
Cameo.com.
Yeah, I'm also on Cameo. So $2,000 each video.
Right. Well, it's not $2,000, but it will help, maybe help 50. Pay for the podcast for a while. So that would be awesome too.
Speaking of sponsors, where we have Public Goods.
That's coming up. Yeah.
Oh, can I say something? Because I like it.
You do. Well, sure. I mean, it's your, yeah.
Have you guys tried the toilet paper?
It sucks.
No, the Public Good ones.
Oh, didn't know.
Didn't know that. Didn't.
No, I actually haven't.
Yeah.
Well, we're starting to get some like possible sponsors that are sending us stuff now. So that's pretty cool. So we got a bunch of their stuff.
I use their dish soap. We're not talking about them. Never mind. We'll save it for later.
Yeah. It's good to use that.
I like it. I'm going to buy it. For the Airbnb.
So now we're big shots now. We're big time. And I actually was, let's see here, was going through some, I think, like internet or Instagram, like comments and questions and things. And have you guys done that a lot?
Done
checked
what?
Out like comments from listeners and stuff about the
Someone
show?
Someone sent me a personal note today.
Well,
what'd it say?
And they said, thank you so much for introducing us to the group. Say the name, guys.
Dottie Ferrer.
And our twin babies love it for taking a nap. So shout out to Micah Dawkins.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. What's up, Michael?
Micah.
What's up, Micah?
Yo, what's up, Michael?
I had somebody.
Yo, what up, Michael?
Yo, Micah. Yeah.
And he said he likes the podcast, too.
There was a good idea that somebody had. Barefoot Dragon Slayer said that we should call Jackson's. We should call
that's their name.
Barefoot Dragon Slayer.
Wait, from birth, hey, that's their name?
Yeah.
He said we should call Jackson's special rant the Jackson 5.
Yes.
For the Jackson ranting.
Like have Jackson's 5 minutes of rant.
I'm so sorry. I just can't get over the Barefoot Dragon Slayer.
Okay, there you go. Let's go back to hey, let's follow it. So
Jackson
Barefoot Dragon Slayer, who are you? What makes you tick? Why
answer
did you get
all our
that
questions.
Name? Don't you think most people just make stuff up? It doesn't really have any meaning.
Unless that's his actual name.
Anyways, I like that. The Jackson 5.
That's good.
That's good.
Jackson's 5.
Yes. Good
How
job.
About Jackson's 3 or Jackson's? Because he's not going to do 5 minutes.
Well, it could just say take 5. Here's Jackson.
Which is a great candy bar, the take 5.
I know.
Frozen?
But it doesn't have to actually be 5 minutes. It could be like sitcom
or
5 minutes.
Or it could
minutes.
Be like 5 things.
Oh,
well, these are the
five points
that's
or five true. Reasons.
Because see, when you say, hey, everybody, take 5, they say, hey, take 5, that means just take a break. So that could be.
And then you could say the 5 reasons he doesn't like this thing.
So maybe I'll have, look like I'll have to redo Thanks. The song now. Thanks, Dragon Slayer Barefoot. Yay, Dragon Slayer Barefoot. Yay.
We love you.
Let's see. There were very, a lot of people were commenting on the Chubby Tim photo.
Yeah.
That you made, Livy.
That was, yes.
See, people, see my family, scary. Especially Livia, she likes to take photos of our family and just wreak havoc on them in Photoshop. She's a graphic
designer.
Yeah,
she's good at it.
And she's very good at it.
Spencer likes to always take out somebody or someone in the background or something or emphasize and blow it up and send it back to us and make mockery.
Yeah. And they're very good at it. They're very good at pinpointing certain
flaws.
Text thread.
So it said, anybody think, a lot of people thought I looked like Ricky Skaggs. So
I saw
Google Ricky Skaggs.
We actually saw him in person.
Yeah.
Yep, you do.
Yeah. So, and a lot of people really, I think, believed that's what I look like now.
They did.
So maybe I do. Maybe I don't.
You should have said you did.
You guys know what The Purge is? Some guy said, if you guys were in The Purge, what would you do?
So the Purge, the premise is you have like 24 hours to do whatever you want and there's no consequences.
One time a year.
Like one time a year, it's a purge to get all of your evils out.
And I thought of it many times during the COVID and then we went into the protests / riots.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept thinking of The Purge.
Does anybody have
Mom, what would you do?
Well, wait, can I ask you this? What did the people in the movie do?
Oh, never seen murder, kills,
really?
Yeah, they take out all their,
they
know,
would murder, they would kill, they would slaughter.
Yeah.
They would shoot.
What's the difference?
Exactly. Exactly.
The only thing with the purge is that everyone can go out and like kill people. So like if you go out and you try and kill someone, they can also try and kill you back. You know? Okay.
And there's
so
no consequence.
If I was literally in the purge, yeah. I'd probably just dig a hole and hide.
That's what I was thinking.
That's probably
Although I don't think anybody's so going to kill me.
Everybody's in the purge at the same time.
Everyone at the same time.
Yeah, it's one day a year.
So it's really just the crazies. That's That's
well, you just like, want to hide from the crazies, really.
Yeah.
That's okay. Why did you have an idea what you do, Libby?
I would just probably get in a plane and just fly the whole time.
Mm, interesting. Like can go you to fly? Australia.
Yeah.
Do you have enough gas?
And I would fly somewhere where it's the next day already.
Right.
Mm.
That doesn't really count, does it?
I feel like it does.
But you could kill on the plane too. People,
but I'd be alone.
Oh, so you'd fly alone.
I would fly it.
But then someone would try and shoot
me down. With the people I love, of course, because I don't think they would kill.
I'd probably go to the jumpaline place, do some jumpaline.
But
they could come kill you there if they wanted to.
Do some top golf.
On the jumpaline.
Maybe.
You have to think, do you have any enemies that would...
Yeah. Why does that be negative? Gosh,
I don't know.
It's so dark.
Well, this is
if you had 24 hours, kill somebody.
Okay, let's
murder.
Yeah, why would that be about?
Because I think that's what the movie's kind of about.
You don't know what it is. But what would be a place like people wouldn't go to?
An island.
Oh,
like would anyone
could you
go to like
Area 51 or something?
Yeah, no, people would people go there. Like go to a theme park and like rent
but
it out with your friends.
People would be there.
No,
but they would. They would have to run it. Was that illegal?
Why can't you just rent it out when you're? It's
we could go to the Hearns Island in Alaska.
Yeah, we could do that.
Mm-hmm. Right in the middle of nothing.
Alaska.
Cold weather.
That's true. That'd be fun.
Unless the Hearns wanted to kill us, but man, they don't seem like the type.
Would you do something fun or
those
something protective or something violent?
Expect.
Or I would try and rob somebody.
Oh.
Like you could just like
steal
billions.
Yeah.
Try to at least.
Yeah,
that's and then they could kill you for stealing.
And you'd be okay with that
for
the rest of your life. Your conscience.
Then they would just kill you.
What's the purge?
Well, if it was the purge,
maybe I wouldn't do
that. Wait, who came up with the purge? And why did the purge? Why did they come up with the purge?
Who knows?
The purge. It's
legally.
Like, I guess they wanted to like have people have the option of getting all their bad things out in one day, so that the crime would go down the rest of the year. I think, and then it ended up being like rich people would use it for like their advantage, and they would like. Hire
Did
people
you see
to do things for them, mm. and then they wouldn't get in trouble, and then it became this whole hierarchy thing.
So you saw the movie?
Oh, yeah. There's like four of them.
Ugh.
Have you seen all
there's
of them?
There's four of them?
Something like that.
Yikes. Mm.
Okay, you've seen them?
I've seen two.
And are they okay?
They're fine. Okay. The first one is like, this is dark, so I'm not going to watch anymore.
I read I believe it was middle school, they had us read this short story. Don't remember the title of it, but the gist of it was... it was in the future, dystopian future, and it was about population control. Mm-hmm. And they had this theme park where you'd go on like the roller coaster, and one person would get flung off, or each ride had
each
a
ride. And you just didn't know which
one. You didn't know which one.
Oh my
one
gosh. Was.
Dang.
But you had to go to this theme park. And so.
Wow. That's in middle school?
Let's talk about something else.
Yeah. We read really dark stuff in middle school.
Really?
Bummer.
Oh, yeah.
But didn't you say you sent Livy the song Funeral?
Well, because she likes that stuff.
Oh, okay, that's true.
She's Dad, come on. I like death. No, it's a sweet song, actually. It's not. I had you hear it.
Was that the one from the movie?
Yeah. You should play it.
That's good. And what's it called? Funeral?
Funeral.
Okay. You should end with it.
All right. How do you guys want to have your funeral?
Ooh, I have thought about this. I want... like a big dance party, and I want everyone to come dressed as me.
Maisie Peters.
For your
thank you all for listening. That's all for tonight. Good night.
Okay. That was great, Libby. Thanks.
Thank you all for enjoying what I just said. See y'all never because I'm dead now. All right.
Catch you on the flippity flop.
I'm out.
Catch you at my funeral.
Catch you then.
Catch you on the other side.
Yeah, catch you in heaven. Peace.
See you in heaven. See you in another
I was texting with my friend today. And I was like, I don't like the idea of retirement home or the last home you live in. So let's come up with a different name. So we were like spitballing.
Fun house.
We're like pre-heaven home.
Pre-heaven
home. Home before heaven. Last house. I don't know. We came up with some bad.
This is way worse than retirement home.
You know, house before you die.
I don't want to call it the retirement house.
Your last house.
That's the name.
No, we didn't come up. We were throwing
gateway
out ideas.
Gateway
to heaven.
We didn't come up with anything, obviously.
Last stop. Woo, woo.
Ticket to heaven, baby.
I was, do you guys remember in, I think it's, I don't know if it's Cottleville, it's by our old house, and it's that funeral home. Well, first it's called Newcomer. Ooh, yes. It's called Newcomer Funeral Home.
Newcomer. Like, that's the last name, though. It's one word.
Yeah.
Newcomer.
Newcomer. Like, hey, who's the new guy? He's kind of quiet.
This guy.
But they had a digital clock. I thought that would be, if I had a funeral home, I would put a digital clock that counts down. Just, you know, that might be, you know.
That'd be fun for a last home.
That would be my purge.
We looked at a house in Lafayette Square at a, what was that? At an abbey. That was cool. But
Which is a nunnery.
Like about, I don't know, seven houses down. It was actually a funeral home for sale.
Yeah.
10,000 square feet. And when we went back there a couple of weeks ago to a garden show, they said it sold and they're making it a boutique.
A boutique hotel kind of thing.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Cool.
Would you guys be freaked out about staying
but
there?
They also said they might have spooky nights.
No.
I took a...
That'd be afraid.
It'd be different.
I took classes inside an old funeral home, so to live.
I did.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. We actually,
Liberty. Was that Liberty?
No, it was
Pillar Baby.
Oh yeah, Pillar. That's
it
right.
It was kind of creepy though.
It did look like a funeral home.
It did look like.
It was as boring as a funeral home.
Was
sometimes.
It a funeral home?
Yeah.
I did not even know that.
Yeah, and I thought it looked kind of suspicious.
We were actually in the same class, just a year apart.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah, we both had the same professor, the same class.
Yep.
Well, this is a weird story. We went to the Limp Mansion.
Oh, yeah.
Which used to be a brewery, mm-hmm. and it was a family. And they have, you know, nice meals there. And then they have some bed and breakfast rooms, like four of them.
Yeah.
And well, I don't know if it's a theory or whatever, but they say it's haunted.
Well, yeah, because someone got murdered in a bathtub.
No, actually, a lot of them committed suicide the same family. But here's the crazy thing about that story is that when we talked to the historian lady, she said, actually, they were German and they did not commit suicide, but they reported it as suicide because mostly French people were in charge of the grounds and they did not want the Germans buried with the French. The French didn't want the Germans buried with them. So if they said they committed suicide, they couldn't be buried there.
Interesting.
Isn't that terrible?
So they
made it sound like this family that six of them died of suicide, but really they died of a hereditary heart condition.
We found him on the floor. I don't know. Well, I don't know what happened.
Maybe one of them did, but
obviously he killed himself. Look at him. Yeah, it's terrible.
They just didn't want him in the graveyard with him.
What's the movie?
Crazy, right?
Where the Exorcist? That's based out of St. Louis.
No.
Yeah, yes. the Exorcist house is like.
Wait,
really close to
the
here.
Actual story that it's written. Yes.
That radio show went to that house and hung out there.
It's like right around here. It's by IKEA.
Oh, of course it is. Out. Of course it is.
Yeah.
That's the only movie I couldn't finish.
Really?
It freaked me out.
I don't
bad.
Watch any of those kind of.
That
movies.
Was back in the '70s, man.
Yeah. I heard.
What's it called scary. Again?
The Exorcist.
The Exorcist.
Oh, the Exorcist. Yeah.
Linda Blair.
I don't watch scary movies ever.
Yeah.
What's the scariest movie you've
well,
seen?
Well, it's
probably Harry Potter.
Really? The Dementors.
You think I'm kidding? I'm not.
I know. Change on your legs.
The Dementors.
Mine might have been Misery. And that was.
You remember that?
Yeah.
We went with family, and I remember my brother especially. My brother's a screamer at movies, and I am too.
Oh my gosh, they scream
and
so loud.
And when she put his feet in the blocks and did her thing with the sledgehammer.
They screamed loudly.
Don't give detail, please.
No, we don't.
I don't need to know that.
It was so different. It was so like, you've never seen anything like that before in a movie. I think one of my favorite, but just intensely, what would you call it, horror movies was The Shining.
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson.
I never saw it.
Just so, the psychological stuff is what I can't. The demon possession and psychological.
Yeah.
Just, it's.
Like, I'm out.
Well, even the. Shutter Island. Have you seen that?
Mm-hmm.
That movie.
You saw that?
The psychological like play that it can do to people's minds and stuff. Even The Beautiful Mind. Like that's not supposed to be scary, but like the things that like that can happen in people's brains where they cannot control their reality anymore. Like schizophrenics.
Yeah. Well, when I forgot my act, I was in Denver and I forgot my act. I just blanked. I've told you the story probably, Libby. And, you know, I'm up on stage. I've done this 1,000 times. And it's like if I forget a joke or the punchline or something, I just go to the next joke. Nothing there. Go to the next joke. Nothing there. And all of a sudden, it's like in a movie when it time stands still and everybody's just looking at you. And
that's
crazy. And I just I do not know what to say.
Do you remember that time where you fell backwards and like,
oh yeah,
knocked split your head open?
That was fun.
On stage,
I was doing a Christian high school alternative prom.
Oh, gosh.
Half the kids had booze in the trunk, you know, they're just ready to blitz and go. And,
so like our wedding,
I'm about 40. Right. That's true.
Right. Actually, it was, well, not you guys, but anyways, yeah. Bunch of other people.
So, a lot of the stages back then were, you know, in a gym where they have to do the setup and breakdown stages.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it was a two level thing. So I was on the bottom level and there's another level that's about 6 inches high behind me.
Yeah.
And I did the bit about glaucoma where the machine where it shoots air into your eye.
Oh yeah.
And I puff air into your eye and I do the puff and I'd fall back. Well, I fell back and I hit that raised part.
Dang.
Which had the metal
guard thing on
metal.
It.
The metal
trim.
Yeah.
And it was like somebody full on hit me in the back of the head with a 2x4.
Yeah.
Boom, it just went boom. And everybody's and I'd get up and I was just like, oh, it was like I was in a car wreck. And I put my hand on my head and I was like, oh, and I could feel a dent. Mm-hmm. I could feel a dent. And then thank God I hit the hardest part of my body. And then I pulled my hand away and it was covered in just
red. Well, the lady told me that you said, I go on, you said, no, you're going to the hospital.
Yeah. And what I said first was, I go, rock and roll. Like, you know, like
you
rock and roll.
Well,
I was thinking about Gene Simmons.
Ever.
Rock and roll. And I just kind of almost fell.
Wow.
I don't even know what happened. They just brought me backstage.
Wow.
And I, you know what the worst part about it was, is that, because back in those days, money was pretty tight, really tight for us. And I got 7 staples and it cost exactly what my fee was that night.
That was a bummer.
And yeah, I only had like 10 gigs a year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Back then when you were working other jobs. I have a status update on the Exorcist home. It was like near where you grew up, near Vanita Park. Is that where you?
Really? Oh my gosh. You guys want to go there sometime?
No.
Hard pass.
In the daytime drive by.
I'm not really scared of that stuff though, to be honest.
I'm not.
Yeah, that's, well, you're protected.
We got Jesus.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm Dax Shepherd. I'm joined by Minister Mouse, Monica Padman.
Hi there.
We have a really fun show we want you guys to join. We talk to celebrities and professors and lawyers and doctors and very smart, interesting people. And we find out how messy their lives have been, how many twists and turns it took to get to where they're at, and a general exploration on the messiness of being a human being. And of course, Monica's, you'll get updates about her
love
building
life.
Project, love life, you name it. So if you want to join us, please follow Armchair Expert to get new episodes every Monday and Thursday. Plus, find your other favorite podcasts free on Spotify.
This podcast is sponsored by Faithful Counseling. Now, is there something interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? For me, one of the things is just a sense of perfection. I'm so used to going to my little comedy lab and just working on my little bits and jokes and just waiting till they're perfect to release them to the world. And you just can't live your life that way. It's just more fun to get out there and make mistakes. So the perfection thing gets in the way of my goals. Well, Faithful Counseling will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. Faithful Counseling is a solution for people seeking traditional mental health counseling who would prefer hearing from the perspective of a Christian. If you're seeking a mental health professional who's a practicing Christian, Faithful Counseling may be a great option for you. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. That's cool. Faithful Counseling wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily. Visit faithfulcounseling.com/Tim Hawkins and join over the 500,000 people, wow, taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Now, there's a special offer for the Tim Hawkins podcast listeners. You get 10% off your first month at faithfulcounseling.com/Tim Hawkins. And a big thanks to Faithful Counseling for sponsoring this episode.
But Dad, what is like the most embarrassing thing
on stage
that's happened to stage?
One of them is making a kid cry. I was at a youth group thing and he had like, I don't know if he had, he was missing a tooth or something, and he said something, and I was like, oh. And,
wow.
And he just started bawling.
Oh.
And the room.
How old was he?
Sorry, 13.
Woo. And he had a tooth missing. Oh.
And
poor
so
guy.
I thought, oh. But you know, I overdid it.
Oh my gosh. That reminds me of when so Spencer, funny. Our older brother, has this friend, Jordy, and he had this lisp.
Well, he had a voice problem that I knew about when he was a baby. I forgot.
And he came over. Do you want to tell the story?
You well,
tell
it, Jordy, had, it was it. A throat was a throat issue.
Yeah, when he was first born.
He talks like this a little bit, right?
But he couldn't really say his R's either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barely.
Yeah.
And anyways, he comes over and he goes, "Hi, Mrs. Heddle." And mom goes, "Hi, Jordy." And he goes, "Are you making fun of my voice?" She goes, "Oh."
"Hi, Jordy."
I'm sorry. He was good. He was so sweet about it. Because luckily, he's the nicest guy ever.
Here's one. Oh, that was great. Here's one that happened after a show. A kid came up to me. He was in line. He came up to the signing table or whatever. And he's just standing there. And he had these two huge front teeth. Well, we used to have these buck teeth, Mr. Buck teeth. They were fake teeth, and they were hilarious. We put them in and just freak everybody. They're so funny.
People would feel sorry.
That was
for
the
me.
Time. So he comes in. He had these two large, and he's kind of like standing like this, just standing there. And I was like, oh, your teeth are great. And he just looks, and he just turns around and walks off. And I have no idea to this day if he was joking or not.
Oh,
he could have been. They were that big.
Oh, please. I hope he was joking. Poor guy.
Yeah. But if he was, it's brilliant. He was brilliant.
Yeah.
But
the best prank.
But yeah. And, you know, embarrassed. I mean, there's a couple things I've said, like, I'm not going to mention right now.
Yeah.
That. Yeah. That I didn't mean to, but it came out really, 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 really wrong. But and Brandon was there both times.
Of course. Did he set you straight?
Yeah. No, he was just laughing. Yeah. Comedians laugh. That's the comedian's favorite thing when another comedian does something like that.
Yeah.
Does something embarrassing or a joke that doesn't work. It's the best.
Yeah, that's fun. So good times on your failures.
Yeah, I know. But that's part of it. Put yourself out there.
That's what I was thinking.
What
were we watching clopping yesterday?
Click clops.
Click clops.
Clippy clops. Clippity lips? I don't remember.
Flops.
We were at the graffiti wall. Have you guys been to the graffiti wall all the way down Manchester?
Everywhere I go is a graffiti wall.
Well, it's a huge...
We live in St. Louis.
Oh, yeah. I took a picture.
What's not a graffiti wall?
But...
This is a big one.
We think there was a kid maybe making a video. Yeah. Wasn't there? And you're like, oh, that's awesome.
I've seen so many videos filmed there, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it's like the one video I saw was
I don't know who it was. But.
Probably from 5 years ago. And it was like a Christian, like... type one. So like the guy, it was like the classic youth pastor and he was just like walking and then, you know, like telling something serious or whatever with the graffiti wall in the background.
Yeah. Your life is like these walls. What are you going to paint on it? what kind of picture are you painting on your wall?
Loved it though. Yeah. He's like, this,
he did.
These
like,
guys
this is cool.
are impressive artists. He was like literally.
No, it's very
acted blown away.
I don't think I ever know what Jackson's going to like. Do you know? I mean,
nope.
Can you predict?
No.
It's hard to say what a 15-year-old boy likes.
I thought he was
going to
be
likes.
Mad that we brought him down there and like, I want to get home. What are we doing here? But he was like, wow.
No, that's
very impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's for him. That's big.
Yeah.
Wow, like, that's impressive.
And here's me. What's impressive? He goes, what we're looking at. And I was like, oh, okay.
Well, Luke makes fun of me because like I want to make Jackson happy all the time. So when we were staying with him last week, Luke's like, what should we do tonight? Blah, blah, blah. And so he would like list things off and I would just like wait to see what Jackson would say. And then I would agree or disagree. And Luke, I didn't
Based
realize
on
I
Jackson's
was doing
response,
it.
Response, like I would be like, do you guys want to watch like, I don't know, like Harry Potter or something like that? And like Jackson would be like, no, that's stupid. And Liv would be like, yeah, Luke, that's so stupid.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Welcome to my world.
And then he was like, do you guys want to go bowling? And then I was like, ugh. And then Jackson's like, that sounds fun. I was like, I guess we could go.
Wow.
And
that
why,
makes so
why
much
you do that?
Sense.
Just have fun? Just to torment?
No, I just love him. I want him to be happy.
That's true. You do love him. You just beam over that kid.
It's true.
It's nice when your kids like each other.
Yes.
That's very fulfilling.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, honey, we got a message from a guy. His name's Ian. And he and his wife, Olivia, had a baby last week.
Whoa.
They tried and they succeeded. So he wanted to know if we have any hilarious stories about our kids and to give baby advice.
Oh, baby
Yeah.
Well, I always like the one about Livy. Yeah. You tell.
Which one?
Well, she has two good ones where she's in the back of the car going over something about
how babies are made.
Yeah.
Well, she said, okay, there was two sayings. There's like, did she ask?
I'd always say when they'd say, if it was a picture of you and Spencer and I, she said, well, where was I? I said, you were just a twinkle in daddy's eye.
You're a twinkle in daddy's eye.
Man, and I'm then, not remembering this one. Cause she,
well, you're
she,
a twinkie, twinkle in daddy's eye. And at another time you said something about, well, the egg gets fertilized or something like that.
No, we'll have to come back to this one. I forgot.
Well,
I wrote
the
punchline
is, it's what she said is, I know. She goes, Daddy got a twinkle in his eye and it fertilized the egg.
Yes, that's what she did. That was the punchline. Mm-hmm. We set that up poorly, but it was so cute.
It was so cute.
But the one I was actually thinking of was when she said she was repeating something to you.
About the neighbors?
No, that one too.
The neighbor girls were playing. And she said, Daddy, I want to play with the neighbors.
I couldn't say my R's.
The girls, shit. There's two girls next door. I want to play with the neighbors. And she was looking out the window. I'm like, honey, I don't think we can play on it because I'm working. I can't watch you. And then she goes,
I wasn't home.
And then she goes, when you and mommy die, I'm going over there.
But she was looking out the window and looked back.
I remember that. Mm-hmm. I remember how long I thought about it.
Yeah.
I was like, what are the ways?
There was a pause.
What are the ways I could get over there?
Another good Livy story.
If they die.
And then she was repeating, she was in the back seat of the van going, and that, she kept repeating something over and over again.
Yeah.
And the next day.
And then you said, what are you saying? Do you remember this, Livy?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said, that's how many days that you're a doo-doo head.
Yeah, doo-doo head. And Tim was like, innocently like, what do you count, hon? That's how many days you're a doo-doo head.
Just a charming kid.
Yeah, that's a true story. Yeah. True story. Was
it baby advice? I don't know. I just liked with the four of our kids when they were little babies, just to kind of get them into the schedule of the home and not have them completely dictate the schedule of your home. Mm.
So not
because I feel like it's overwhelming for everybody when you do that. So, I mean, I think it helped me understand their cries better if I wasn't just always trying to feed them to keep them quiet. Mm. But actually fed
them. So you're saying don't have every waking moment planned around the kid?
Well, not so much that. I mean, they're a baby and they need you for every waking hour. But what I'm saying is that put them into the schedule of your life. You know, don't let them master the schedule, especially as they're getting older. So then you feed them every 2.5-3 hours, unless there's an issue. I'm not a doctor.
So you're not like them, like, hey, I'm hungry now or whatever. You're like, no,
yeah,
we're
not every cry means they're
hour.
Hungry.
Yeah.
And some parents do that. I had friends.
That was a good one that
you always did.
And I was, it just worked as sometimes the cry, well, they're fed, they're dry.
Yeah. You go through the list.
They just have energy. And they would.
And literally at 4 o'clock every day, Spencer cried for no reason. And Livy did around 5. And you just
still
let
does.
Them cry.
She still does every day.
Still do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Still does.
Oh, yeah.
So if you just like realize that energy is one, but also they can feel scratchy or hot in their outfit at certain times of the day. And I just.
Have you seen that one lady? She's
Spencer
deciphered what babies are saying.
Yes.
Have you seen that?
No.
She says, by the way,
that's
just
so weird.
YouTube this. The lady talks this, and she's been on Oprah, that they've deciphered what they need by
as little tiny babies.
If they do something like that, they say, oh, he's hungry because he's making it from the back of his throat or whatever.
And she's
and the different
right.
ways, or if they're just irritated, they'll do different.
We're talking
kinds.
Like 2-week-old babies.
Yeah.
That's what? Crazy.
Well, she had a room full of moms. All of them were kind of cranky. And by, I'm going to say maybe 30 minutes later, all the babies were quiet and satisfied.
And they all needed different things.
Wow.
But I think a lot of new parents, especially, just assume the cry equals hungrier, dirty pants. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's always, well, that definitely is not always the deal.
Yeah.
Luke.
There's a pretty popular baby right now, but he's 18 years old.
Oh.
And he's Russian, and his name is Hezbollah.
He's my best friend. He's
see the
my
fighter?
Background.
See
yeah,
the
he's
fighter?
A fighter.
Yeah.
He's adorable.
Isn't he cute?
He is.
Yeah. Oh, but he is a baby.
No,
he looks like an infant.
He's 18,
but he's 18 years old.
And fun fact,
oh, he's, so
and he's
cute.
Russian.
Yeah, apparently, he's Messi, like the soccer player, had the same like syndrome. That this kid had?
Really?
Like, yeah, but he took human growth hormones and was able to, like,
oh, we know somebody
like,
that did that
treatable.
Too in Texas.
No and way. He's the best soccer player in the world.
Yep.
That's one of Spencer's friends on his baseball team had that.
Really?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, I think he's adorable and I want one. So
that's not something you can just buy.
Well, no.
You can try.
You can't. Besides, whatever. You don't want to keep them like that forever. It's sad for them.
And is it wrong to say like yes. I would yes, want, I would wrong. Like a Chinese it. Chinese it's babies wrong. Are the cutest things I've ever seen. I want a Chinese baby.
They're so cute.
They're all cute.
It's not wrong.
I
all
think the babies are cute. Are cute. I think our babies. Baby well, will yeah. look like Hasbulla because Luke looks like Hasbulla when he was a baby.
He got a little twitchy when you said that.
When he was a baby, he does. He did. So I'll have one.
So you'll get one.
At least you know what you want.
You can try.
Figure out what you want.
You can keep trying.
Go get it. Set your goals.
I posted on my Instagram today, Hasbulla, and I said, if Luke and I's child doesn't look like Hasbulla, I send it back.
To where?
Yeah.
Who knows? There should be
like a trial period. Let's see. There were some other comments. Let's see. Oh, Nate Bargatze gave me a shout out.
Oh.
He was on the John Chris podcast, and he came to my show and was very...
Opposite.
What?
John was on Nate's podcast,
and he was at...
Come on.
John wishes.
Got him.
Yeah, John needs help. John is riding people's coattails.
What?
No, I'm kidding. I mean, stupid. He was very complimentary of a show that he went to of mine, so I want to say a big shout out to Nate Bargatze and John
Chris. Lately
Christ.
Or a long time ago?
Hold on. Two awesome comedians, two of the best out there. So thanks, guys.
Hold on while I have a brag about myself.
You guys, come on, guys.
Excuse me, I'm reading about myself, so you're going to have to take questions
Luke,
later.
Did you know that Rainn Wilson tweeted me one time?
Oh,
see,
really?
We're going to just go on.
Whoa.
Wow.
What did he say?
I love
he
this.
Said, hey, my kid and I, we love watching stuff. Good,
my
sh-
kid
good job.
And I love your stuff. Good You're stuff. Just the best.
We went to Nate Bargatze's show in.
Thanks, honey.
I'm so mad. I
asked a question that was easy to answer.
Yeah, it was easy to answer, Dad.
What?
I don't remember.
I don't
it
either.
Was.
I don't remember the question either.
But it was important, okay?
Yes.
Did he see a recent show or a show a long time ago?
It's over now. Oh. It's too late.
Oh, it was recently, Mother.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
He was in Austin?
No. I don't know.
Okay.
We went to a Nate Bargatze show, and we were with Johnny W., and Johnny knows him, or knew the person that was with him or something. So we went like downstairs to meet him in his green room. And guess what the food he had in his green room, like the only thing he had.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, let's guess.
I think he says something.
Was it something like a Hostess, like Ding Dongs?
No.
It was just one food.
He did not have any drinks. No food except for one of these things.
Was it a packaged food?
Yes.
Was it a sweet or a savory?
Sweet.
It was a sweet. Was it a candy bar?
No.
Was it a type of candy?
Yeah.
Was it like a
Kit Kat?
Huh?
Kit Kat.
No.
It wasn't chocolate.
Uh-huh. It was a type
Sour
of candy.
Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, Sour Patch
Kids. Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, yeah.
We walked downstairs in the green room. He had nothing. No drinks, no food, just a family-sized bag of Sour Patch
Amazing.
Kids.
That's,
it's so fun.
He looks like he eats
That's
that.
A party. Party food.
In a good way. We love you, Nate.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Hilarious. That's all you need. My guy, Brad Stein, he used to have Red Bulls, and I think it was a Baby Ruth bars.
Whoa.
Really?
Red Bulls and a Baby Ruth before
What
he'd
did you used
stage.
To have?
He'd slam. Well, for a long time, they gave Cheez-Its and Rolos.
That's what you had?
Yeah, and I can't remember the story behind
that.
Well, I think we just mentioned it on the podcast
I think
or something.
That was Sprite.
Yeah.
That's
and then,
been around for a long time.
And then I think we had Diet Cokes and stuff, but then we didn't ask for a whole lot. We usually asked for, some fruit and some drinks. We never got crazy with it, but people were very, very
Did
nice.
You have it in your rider for Rolos and Cheez-Its, or was that just-
Maybe.
They were always there.
It was always there, so it must
so
have been
weird.
There somewhere.
It was in the rider.
Is that your favorite?
Not really.
I was going to say, we never buy it at home.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I love Rolos and I love Cheez-Its, but it's not, gosh, I can't wait to dig into some Rolos and some Cheez-Its.
Right after my show.
Make me feel so good.
So was anybody eating them?
Fuel.
And really. No, we left a lot of food.
What did we eat the last, like your last part of the tour? The chocolate covered, the Blundstone, what are they called?
Oh gosh, Brookstone.
Brookstones, I probably gained 10 pounds on Brookstones.
Those things will kill
the
you.
The chocolate covered blueberries.
Oh, yes.
Chocolate
Honey,
covered
they're the chocolate,
things.
The acai balls. They're like chocolate covered and
oh,
you get them at Costco.
Gosh,
they're so
delicious.
Is it Brookstone? That's what
yes.
it is.
Yes. Mm. I know what you're talking about now.
And there's nothing nutritious about it at all.
It just destroys your stomach.
They're amazing though.
They're so
Bobby
good.
Used to give those for gifts and then we would give those mm-hmm. to Bobby for gifts.
Yeah.
They're so yummy.
It's not
so
even
yummy.
Not even fair.
Yeah, you just lose.
That's one thing I will probably never eat again because of how much we ate it.
I ate that, and I ate a lot of pepper beef jerky.
Yeah.
Because of Naked. He loved it.
Yeah, we would get on at like midnight, and He'd be like, so do you guys want to order some pizza?
Naked,
we're
yeah.
like, yeah. Naked.
Yeah, okay, fine.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds good.
That's so you get, that's the thing. You just crave carbohydrates when you come to the show or just done. It's like, it's 11 at night. You're on the bus. Yep.
Yeah.
It's just. Let's just start slamming. I did.
Yeah, because what time were they loading up? I mean, especially if it was 10:30, hot somewhere.
10:30. Yeah. But we had the tubs, those tubs of mini Oreos.
Oh, yeah.
And in my chubby days, I would just open the top and pour milk in it and eat it
like cereal.
That's so smart.
That's such a genius move.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
And it was, you cracked the code.
It's fabulous. It was, and the Nutter Butters, too.
There was always like 12 different types of crackers, and they were all opened.
Yeah.
You and pick like some a of them were the out. Same kind, but no.
Did anyone that went on tour with you have like a really weird request as far as food goes?
I know one.
Okay.
Oh, who is? I can't remember his name because I think we only went out with him once. But he only ate cheese and bread.
That was my that was my
Matt.
That was my product guy. That was my merch guy.
No, Jesus Christ is trying to sleep.
Jesus Christ is trying to sleep guy.
Sean?
Sean?
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
He only ate bread. He would eat chicken too.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
Sean Reynolds. Was a comedian?
Sean Reynolds.
Yep. Sean Reynolds. Yep. He wrote the best joke ever. He's the guy who wrote the one about the manger scene and just how loud it was.
Oh,
you got baby Jesus.
That. Yeah. That's funny.
You got baby Jesus and all. You got the donkeys going off and you got the sheep going and you got all the angels singing as loud as they could. And then the little drummer boy comes in.
It's ramped up.
And Joseph is finally like, people, please, Jesus Christ is trying to sleep.
It's so good.
I didn't know that guy actually went on the road with you.
I don't think I've met him. He's a poker player,
He's a good hang.
He is a good hang.
Very good hang. Six kids.
What's his last name?
Yes.
Reynolds.
You would never think
Sean Reynolds.
Oh, his son has a band.
Yeah, YouTube Sean Reynolds. He's hilarious. Yeah. He's hysterical.
But yeah, that was a weird thing. Sorry. Do you know of any
I know my old merch guy would eat nothing but cheese. He would eat macaroni and cheese and cheese pizza.
Didn't you call him Cheese?
His name was Cheese.
That's
his name. Cheese.
Then why is Alex's nickname Naked? Maybe I shouldn't ask.
Well, Alex's name was Naked because one of the, I think the first week he was out with us, he just walked out and he was, I can't remember if he was completely naked or just in some really skimpy underwear. And I just started calling him Naked because it's like, oh, hi. Hey. Because I'm very discreet in my habits and when I'm.
Okay.
You're modest.
When I'm home.
He's a modest person.
That's just the way I was raised, everybody. That's the way I was brought up.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, the bedroom is the wedding, but the wedding bed is not defiled.
Don't go there. We're good.
A man is never satisfied.
Enough of that.
A man's eyes are never satisfied.
What?
What is the thing that Dino says? Okay. It's in the Bible, so it's true.
Well, we don't know anymore.
Right, I guess so.
Yeah, what is
the eyes of man are never satisfied. Anyway, that's fun.
What I would give to only eat bread and cheese.
Honestly.
That's what Livy's diet when she was younger was mac and cheese or grilled cheese.
When she was younger?
No, I'm just saying this is all she would want to eat. Hey, can I finish?
I would eat broccoli asked me to.
And then, no, I'm not saying you did. Okay. But if you had your
eat Rice Krispie treats
and
sometimes.
Then you said, oh, I'll have salad. With cheese and ranch all over it.
Whoa.
Don't throw Chubby Liv under the bus
whoa. Wait, sometimes still,
I'm just saying,
I'll ask
if
her.
It
be
was,
like,
if you had your way, that's all you'd eat.
Oh, yeah.
Back then.
Still. Okay. I'm like, Liv, you gotta eat some.
Luke makes me, he's like my mom.
Well.
It's true. He'll be like, did you eat today?
You mean and he cares like, so much that he wants you to be healthy and feel good? Wow. That's good, Luke.
Yeah,
you're awesome.
He does.
Thanks.
And then he'll like make me sit down at like 10 o'clock and eat.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I don't want to.
Do you
have to eat.
Do you care enough for him?
Yeah, but he's a perfect human. He takes care of everything perfectly.
No.
Yes.
I get robbed.
See, as a father, I felt.
I get robbed.
As a father, I think that, I mean, growing up, I wasn't very good at that.
At
like
what?
Heather, would you'd be like, did the kids eat?
This is what he said.
You guys eat?
No.
You guys okay?
They're like three, and he goes, "Well, they didn't ask me.
They didn't ask.
Like what?
They didn't ask.
You're the caretaker.
I think a dad feels like, well, if I'm not hungry, they're not hungry.
That's what I had to tell you. I said just because
you're right,
I'm not on your schedule.
You're right.
Dad what? Always got the best snacks too, because mom, like, we grew up pretty healthy, you know, and dad would go to Costco and he would just get the mother load. It was awesome.
Yeah, if he didn't have a list, I mean, look out.
Yeah,
you know,
my dad.
If you go to
too.
The grocery store hungry, especially Costco hungry, then it's not.
Well, my brother
came over.
My brother went to the grocery store the other day hungry.
Oh my gosh!
And he woke up the next morning with 4 cans of refried beans.
What?
Empty?
Isn't 4 cans of refried beans. No, he just bought them.
He just bought them.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm so hungry.
He has like a 50.
I just had that today.
But 4 cans?
4 cans of refried beans.
Well, he didn't open them all, right?
He just bought them. His grocery haul is probably like $20 a week because he's in college.
Oh, yeah.
And like
that's true. Half his 20%
of that went to refried beans.
Sometimes you just get a craving.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It was such a random thing because he was like, he didn't say what he had gotten yet. So I was like thinking like, oh, probably like chips or cookies.
Yeah.
And he's like, refried beans. I was like, ew, why?
Well, so good.
Just childhood.
No.
He grew up on refried beans?
Oh, yeah. Beans and cheese in a bowl. We made a song.
Beans so good, you had to fry them again.
We would go to Taco Bell growing up, and I'd always
Taco
get
Bell?
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Taco Bell.
What was that good? Well, you get Taco Bell.
No, I got Taco Bell. I get
a bean taco.
I get bean burrito with cheese, and I looked like a bean burrito with cheese. So.
Got with the with the wheat thin and the cream cheese.
With the wheat thin and the cream cheese.
She added that to her merch.
Good
shake.
Night.
Yeah.
We talked about cereal last time, but what? I'm all about. So I eat whole jars of salsa now in one sitting.
Oh, I love salsa. Gross. I'm on a salsa kick. Yeah.
Salsa's gross.
That's my favorite condiment.
But the older you get, the more salsa you end up putting on your things.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Like, as a kid, you dip the corner in.
Yeah.
That's still what I do.
Yeah.
You'll get to the scoop.
I'll get
the
I just like chips for whenever, the salsa, but always. Yeah.
Whenever Tostitos like bowls came out, you know, like the Tostitos bowls, mm-hmm. I was like, what are these for? Like, I get too much salsa in there or too much queso. Like, it's just supposed to dip. But now I get it because salsa I like more than the chips.
I would do that with queso. That sounds great.
Are you guys hungry right now?
Yes.
Because Luke had like a rice cake and a banana, was it?
A banana, a rice cake, and a protein shake.
Did you have two drinks? How many drinks you have?
Just two today.
Just two? Okay. Last time it was 3 or 4.
I have 2.
Yeah, she has 2.
Right.
Drink gang.
Gang gang.
Let's see here. Oh, it said, somebody mentioned the board games. It said, this is a comment on Instagram. Speaking of board games, the guy says, my brother has 110 board games. He tries to explain the rules in detail, including creating PowerPoint on the heavy-duty strategy games. I just do the same thing over and over again and somehow win.
So, but that makes him mad.
So he creates PowerPoints.
Amazing. Yeah.
He should be in our friend group because we love games.
The PowerPoint guy or the other one?
PowerPuff boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would gladly accept him into our friend group.
I don't like learning new board games anymore.
Yeah.
I've hit my limit on board game learning because...
yeah. It's too hard.
It's too difficult. Like
your brain is full.
It's full of board games, and I can just it's full of them. I'm done. I'm tired of learning. They're all like similar concepts, but then there's like weird rules you have to learn, and then
a little bit
like,
mixed up. Yeah.
Just give me Catan.
Well, we used to play a lot of board games when I was growing up, and then I married him, and he wasn't really into it.
I think I'm more into card games than
board
games right now.
I love card games. I'll play card games with y'all. I love card games.
Spades.
It'll take me a while to get.
Well, that's gambling, and that's not. Of the Lord.
You don't have to gamble.
That's why I do puzzles.
And Grammy loves card games. She'll play.
You don't want to wrap it up?
Oh, I don't.
I'm having
too much
fun.
Now you put me on the spot.
Well, you know, what's really cool? And I tell you, I'm going to say this about Spencer. Spencer is a fantastic feedback guy for this podcast.
Yeah.
He's great feedback person, our oldest son.
The best.
That, I mean, he's, would you want to hear some of his just feedback on our show?
Yeah.
He's so complimentary, but he also gives good constructive criticism.
Yeah,
and by the way, do you guys feel more awkward getting praise or criticism?
Praise.
You feel more awkward?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Getting praise or criticism.
They're both helpful.
I don't mind being confronted.
No, Libby does not. You enjoy it though?
I know
you don't mind it.
Like this weekend, my friend was like, hey, you did this and it hurt my feelings. I was like, wow, thank you. you're a real friend.
That's but cool.
It's true.
If people are like, I don't know.
Boy, that's, did they just flat out came out and said that? That's big.
She's legit.
Keep that friend.
Yeah, she's legit.
Yes.
She's legit.
They're like straight to the point. They're just like,
it's like the rattlesnake that doesn't bite. You know, you want to keep that one alive.
Right.
Didn't even know. Thank you.
Keep your enemy closer and your friend
a little bit closer.
Don't put a friend in the car when you know you got an enemy coming down to the car.
When you're in the garage and your friend's inside, don't close the garage because you can get carbon monoxide poison into him.
Oops.
Right. Don't want to do that.
So, anyways. You're trying to be somebody else.
So Spencer last week, he says that our podcast, first of all, he sent me a picture of, he did some work at a guy's house. He had one of Mike Tyson's boxing gloves.
Mike Tyson.
The guy did, yeah.
Yeah, Mike Tyson boxing glove.
I said, where'd you get that? I said, where'd you get that boxing glove? The Mike Tyson goes, at a guy's house that I do a bunch of work for. Pretty cool. And I said, I was talking the text and it says, do you have a cool job? You know that, right? And he's like, what? And I was like, I was just saying you have a cool job. Oh yeah, I love it. The dude threw me off. And then he said that the last week's podcast was the funniest so far. And I thought it was kind of...
Wait, which one?
Was it?
Last week...
Hodunks or...
Hodunks.
Oh, really?
Oh, Hodunks. I agreed. Because I left after doing it and we were like, that sucked.
Really?
Like we just didn't...
Fly. Yeah, I feel like we were so like,
it was like
tired
a wall.
Or something.
You remember it?
Yeah, we were sleepy.
But it was like, then we got to a certain point and then it kind of picked up again.
Yeah,
so
had edit probably a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, edited it down and it's just like... So
this is a bust.
That's... It kind of makes me more confident now. So like, we don't feel like...
That's fine.
Oh, we got to keep talking. Whoa.
Right.
Because we can just...
It's not live.
Say whatever
tighten it up, baby. And he said it was funny so far. And he said, make sure y'all post, you know, the poll for Wolverine. He said, do that and throw it on TikTok.
That was
so I asked him what made it the funniest. He said it was perfect because everyone is getting better at keeping the conversation going. The flow was really good and effortless. The best podcasts, in my opinion, don't have a ton of structure and they just flow like a regular conversation.
I agree.
Rogan does the same thing. They'll be all over the map with different topics and that's more normal. Having little segments is great, but you do at least one or two of these like Jackson Rance opening monologue with some sort of, you know, guest. And then he said the podcast is funnier too because mom's getting so much better.
Oh.
And he says there was a few episodes there where she, you know, shut down the joke, etc. But she but she flowed really well in this one. Like he said, planned or not, the anthem thing, when we talked about national anthems, funny national anthems, he said was hilarious. And it's what our family loves to talk about and watch, which is perfect. I was listening to Jeff Garlin talking about how you have to do and talk about the things you think are funny. People are too smart and will figure out if a bit is forced. So they can tell when you're faking it. You run the risk of it being well received or not, but it's the only way to hit and hit big. So I thought that was really
good. Nice. He texts me every week.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet.
He has some more here. He said, and he says, it's interesting. These solo type podcasts where these comics talk, and they aren't relying on the feedback of anybody else in the room. And they're just working on a stream of, you know, consciousness conversation. He says, I'm sure it's hard to do at first, but this kind of stuff is your jam. So I would just trust that you'll make it interesting no matter how you go into the episode. Does that make sense? I would prep a couple of things during the week if you think of something or if you said something in an episode that you will touch on next week. But other than that, I would just let it flow. So
that is one of the best criticisms I've ever heard. Yeah. Like, because everything really he said was positive, but he gave like four or five things to work on.
Well,
but
nothing's negative.
Yeah.
But it's impressive.
And he's good because he listens.
Examples,
he right. He has a lot of references because he listens to a lot of podcasts
and
stuff.
Yeah, he loves podcasts.
So. And that's the weirdest thing about new media and new social media is that, you know, I a couple of shows I was trying to like have everything planned out what we're going to talk about and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's for this one. It just doesn't work.
I can't even watch like, it's hard for me to watch like news or really structured things. Cause I'm like, that's not how people actually function or think or talk because now podcasts, like it's available to hear people's raw like thoughts on something where it's not like perfected.
Not
and I'm
right.
like, oh, that is like so much better because it's actually real.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
And the other thing with the podcast, like that Luke wrapped it up. Like he said, well, we went from this to this to this.
Yeah.
Like he, and it made sense. I forget what we started with. You started out with failed bits or something and ended up with failed anthems or something like that.
Yeah. And I think there's a place for that. There's a place for structure and like we did The Office, you know, recap. That was called?
Good.
The office, the oral history of the office. And that was really, that was planned out. And that sounds great. Or that's like a This American Life, that kind of a podcast.
Yeah.
Or Serial, that kind of podcast. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, like I do projects on Saturdays and listen to all these NPR things, which were podcasts before they were podcasts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Spencer liked that. He just said that feels homey to hear that. So yeah. He listens to a lot of different podcasts. So it's good feedback.
Well, I like the free flow of conversation because you kind of follow it, and because you find different things, mm-hmm. and you get on certain topics that you didn't plan on it, mm-hmm. and you're like, ooh, what do I think about that? And
yeah.
It's like, I think we get to know each other better, and it's just,
it is true.
Yeah.
So let's just join hands and let's
pray.
Let's thank the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. For the Bible, that's probably wrongly translated.
The real translation the of the English. Bible actually, it says you English need a Bible. Velocipastor.
A what pastor? New topic. Let's talk.
What kind of pastor?
Talk about that next week.
Oh, yeah, well, there's a movie called The Velocipastor.
What?
Yep. Yeah.
I don't even know.
That's a Christian movie?
I don't know if it's Christian, but it is a movie.
But it is called Velocipastor, and their budget was $30,000. And yep. I'll just leave
and
this
you can
with
tell.
You. I'll leave this right. with you. They're making a Velocipastor too. So.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Oh, heck yes. A lot of their budget went into going over to China, which they didn't even get parts of China. It was just forest in China that looked like the woods in a Midwest.
And that was it?
State.
You couldn't find woods over here?
No.
Nope. They had to go over
you
to China.
You had to go to the China?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they were there for something else. And then they
if
just
anything,
filmed.
Just watch the trailer.
Maybe. We're going to see Kevin's aunt, and then we're going to make a movie
literally,
while we're there.
That's what
and
it was like.
They were there for work or something.
Can you fit my camera in your bag?
Also, we just watched A Week Away.
A Week Away.
On Netflix. It's about a Christian
away,
camp.
A Week Away. A Week Away. A Week Away.
Oh, I've seen the previews way
you
back.
Know, I think maybe your listeners are people who would like it.
Really?
So, did you like it?
We had thoughts.
I low-key liked that movie.
I did low-key like it. It started off very cringy, hard to watch. Ended cringy, hard to watch.
The middle
was great.
Oh.
It was cute.
I think my goal is for us to do our first drama on the show. I want to write, I've always wanted to write every Christian church skit mm-hmm. as one.
Whoa.
One skit, and we can play the parts and read it out, kind of like Michael Scarn. Red Level Midnight.
Red Level Threat Metal.
Would you guys be into that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Let's do it.
Cool. Let's do it.
Deal.
I'll direct.
Next week. Be ready. I think Jackson should be in
I'll yell from downstairs.
Jack, will he be?
He can be my part.
He can be like an extra.
Mom will give us costumes and stuff.
Yes. I'll bring refreshments and yell from downstairs.
Orange slices.
I was going to say orange slices too.
Yes, I love orange slices.
Orange slices.
Yummy, yummy.
For energy. Dang. Well, let's listen to the song as we go out.
Let's wrap it up with some sadness.
Funeral.
I mean, I think that's appropriate.
Maisie Peters sings this one. Sorry. What's it called, honey?
Just play Stacy's mom.
Funeral. It's called Funeral.
Maisie Peters. I think Libby is really going to like this song.
Have you heard it?
Yeah.
Okay. I already love it.
It's not
this is
how you planned it, but that's not the worst thing in the world. I know that you're scared, cause you think I'll let you down again, but I wouldn't dare.
It's about what?
But I want you to want me despite all that to live every day.
your grave like we're not done.